Hello and welcome. It's April 29th. We begin today with the bold proclamation of St. Joan of Arc, who said, "I am not afraid because God is with me. I was born for this." Jean Le Pucelle, known as Joan of Arc, was put on trial for heresy. She was burned at the stake more than 670 years ago. She was just 19 years old. When Joan was about 13, voices revealed to her a mission to free France from English rule. 5 years earlier, England's King Henry V had been made King of France, setting aside the young man of 17 who was the legitimate heir, the future Charles VII. Joan was convinced that she was called to see that Charles was placed on the throne. At the age of 17, Joan set out on her quest. With the consent of Charles, she reassembled his army and marched on the city of Orleans, which had been under siege on this date in 1429. Asked if she was afraid, Joan answered, "I am not afraid because God is with me. I was born for this." Within 8 days, the army retook the city. With Joan in command, the army achieved other military victories. On July 17, 1429, Charles was crowned King of France at the cathedral in Reims. Joan continued her military efforts and was eventually captured. The English put her on trial, and a French bishop who favored the English presided. Joan was found guilty and sentenced to death. 18 years after her death, there was another trial, this one to re-examine her case. It lasted 7 years, and Joan was cleared of any wrongdoing. She was canonized in 1920 as a martyr for her faith. Her feast day is May 30th. We turn now to the scripture for today. But Ananias replied, "Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to imprison all who call upon your name." Acts chapter 9, verses 13 to 14. Ananias was well informed about Paul's anti-Christian activities in Jerusalem and his intentions in coming to Damascus. Perhaps Ananias himself had fled Jerusalem because of the persecution there. His response to the Lord underscores what a menace Paul had been to the Christians, and also what an astounding turnaround it is for Paul to become a Christian. Did Ananias fear for his life in going to Paul? Or was he simply reluctant to make it so easy for this person who had done such terrible things to Christians? Wouldn't it be better to let Paul stew for a while, make up for what he's done, improve himself? That's not how the Lord is going to handle this. Come to think of it, that's not how the Lord handles it with me every time I turn to Him and ask forgiveness. It's never, "Well, let's add up the bill and see how much you owe." It's simply, "I forgive you." That's why we have this 50-day Easter season, to bask in the goodness of God and say thank you. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.